Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candy Hoffman, and for some reason, we're conducting this interview inside a dark and damp shower. Hello, is there anyone in here? Alright, this is way freaky. I'm so out of here, it's not even funny. Come on, guys. I don't get paid to do this Silence of the Lambs shit. I have a master's from Harvard.
Candace! Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce! That's Lee Real in that shower, baby! Don't forget us! Candace, honey, we need you to go back inside that dank, smelly, dark shower! We need you to do this interview! The fans need you to do this interview! And everybody in the wrestling community needs you to do this interview! This is absolute Lee Rare, the Canadian wrestle god, and someone who's very, very important to me at this stage of the year. Don't be a player hater, and tell me, Candace, go back in there. Tell me you're going there, and you do the interview for me, baby.
Interview, yes. Trotting me like a lamb to the slaughter into a place I can barely see? Absolutely not.
Oh, absolutely not. Look, Candace, I don't know where the hell you've grown the gorilla balls to come out here and tell me no. And although I love you like David Vance loves his sister, if you don't go back in that shower and give me that interview, Candace, well, you're fired! Am I clear?
Fired? Ugh, you are so lucky I need this job. Come on, guys, bring those cameras over here and follow me. I'll tell you something, Betty, right now. If he touches me, I'm done. First it's this Rob Zombie crap, and now a Canadian pretending to be Hannibal Lecter. What's the world coming to? Hello? Hello? Well, if you're not going to talk, then I'm going to start. Can't see a thing. Okay, here we go. It's been a while since Canadian wrestle god Lee Real last stepped into a wrestling ring. So, Lee, where have you been?
You know damn well where I've been. You know exactly where I've been, Candace. Before I get into that, I have one thing to say. Welcome to the real world. Wow. That feels great. But as I was saying, Candace, you know exactly where I've been. I've been rehabbing and training, working through all the political bullshit to get back here to the WEWA. I was banned for life, but I'm back. And you know why I'm back? Because I am the savior of this company. And I am your fucking messiah. It's been a while since I've actively competed in WEWA ring. But it has not been a while since I've been in a ring. I've been in the ring every single week since my injury healed. Training with some kids, keeping me on my toes. I'm prepared. I've been prepared for 820 days. Oh, you bet your pretty little ass I've been counting. And all the preparation will be worth it.
Preparation is indeed something you're going to need, because even Lee Real must admit, the competition is the best it's ever been. Speaking of competition, everyone knows Rick Righteous broke both your legs and refused to apologize after the fact. But tell us, Lee, did he ever contact you? And if Rick Righteous came out here to say he was sorry, would you accept his apology?
Oh, Rick is sorry. Rick is beyond sorry. In fact, Rick is one of the sorriest pieces of shit I've ever seen in my life. Has he contacted me? No. Why the hell would he? He doesn't have the balls to talk to me, and he sure as hell doesn't have the balls to do so to my face. He didn't attack me to my face. Why would he have the balls to do anything else to my face? If Burrito Boy went out to that ring and apologized to me for attacking me, it would show just how much of a pansy he is. This is wrestling, and people get hurt. People hurt other people. He has the guts to put me out. Good for him. Now he has to deal with what's coming to him. I would accept his apology. But I would still kick his ass.
I, for one, don't think you have it in you to defeat someone as great as Rick Righteous. Otherwise, why would you be hiding in the dark? You know what? Forget that I just asked you that and tell the fans. It's been a while since WEWA captured the ratings north of the border. With Lee Real back on the roster, how big will the buy rate be? I know firsthand our shower products will go through the roof.
Candace, baby. You know better than anyone that Lee Real equals ratings. Not only north of the border, but down here in Bushland, too. I'm entertainment personified, sweet tits. And don't you forget that. I am the real I am man. If you want, maybe later I'll show you how real I am. I am Lee Evan Real, and I'm popular all over the world, Candy.
Yeah, first, the name is Candace, and second, you can't possibly think whispering to me in a shower is going to get me all hot and bothered. I'm annoyed. I can't see you, and my hair is getting frizzy. Do me a favor. Stick to the questions, and we'll get along just fine. So you're saying you're as popular here as you are in the United States?
I'm popular from Guam to Vietnam, Canada to Bolivia. I'm the top of the charts in Jamaica and in Guatemala. I am worldwide and in every language. Japanese, Chinese, Lebanese, Southwest, ghetto cheese. I am always, always, always the most electrifying, most testifying, most mystifying man in this business today, yesterday, and forevermore.
Well, it's a shame Dick Clark can't be here to back up your ratings boast. But seriously, what do you expect to accomplish now that you've signed a brand new one-year deal with eWrestling.org?
Well, if you've been paying attention to your TV, you've noticed some little spots there, right? Telling all those great fans to boycott the tournament back to campaign to entertain. It's time to get real, ladies and gentlemen. It's about damn time you got your money's worth. I'm here to rid the WWE of the boredom and monotony that it has fell into. I'm here to teach these punks some respect. But first thing on my list is to get that burrito eating, diarrhea having, get spewing, sacrilegious piece of trash, work righteous, and show them why they call me the Canadian Wrestle God.
All joking aside, I don't think there are many who can doubt the talent of Lee Real. But now that the ink is dry, everyone's dying to know, when will you be back in the ring?
My first match. You're dying to know. Everybody is dying to know. Everybody wants to know. I bet even Bath wants to know, so we can light the shit out of it as a ticket sale through the goddamn roof. But, well, the answer is soon. Very soon. You candy pants will have to wait just like everybody else.
Candy pants? Did you just call me Candy Pants? I'm going to warn you one more time, Mr. Real. The name is Candace. Candace Hoffman. Anyway, do you have any preference on which WEWA superstars you should face in your first match?
It doesn't matter who I face in my return match. I don't care if it's the Cowboy, or the Indian, the Knight, or the Wizard, the Pirate, or the Snake, the Immortal, or the Messiah, the Hawaiian, or the Mexican, Magnum Extra Small, or the Rocket. It doesn't matter who I face in this freak show. Rick Stud, Harry Potter, G.I. Joe, Jackalmania. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Any prediction on what would happen if you faced Homer Simpson? No, I'm just joking. Okay, if the Lee Real of yesterday wrestled the Lee Real of today, who would win and why?
If Lee Real of yesterday wrestled Lee Real of today, hell, Candy, I don't know. Damn, cloning is available. Why don't we clone me, rebirth me, accelerate the growth, get me at the age I was at 2 years ago, and have me and myself duke it out. I don't know when, but I will guarantee one thing. It would be the greatest, the single greatest match in the history of this or any other company.
Cloning is a bad idea. Take it from me and the creator of Species 3. But tell us, who do you think will climb the WEWA ladder of success faster, you or Alastair Stonewall?
Let me see. The three-time BAZW champion, the Canadian Wrestle God, or the one-eyed millionaire, your horrific pirate lover, one-eyed millionaire, your horrific pirate lover. Well, I think I put my money on me. And seeing as there's a gambling problem here in the WEWA, I'm sure
I'm not sure Alastor is going to like being called a one-eyed, one-horned, flying pirate people-eater. But is there another wrestler here in the WEWA that you respect?
Yes, there's one. He knows who he is, and I know who he is. And that's all that needs to know. Nobody else is enough. We have respect for each other, and that's the way it is.
A mysterious answer for a mysterious interview. Is there still bad blood between you and the eWrestling.org owner, Mr. Petit?
There always has been. From day fucking one. There always has been, and there always, always, always will be. But as long as it is out of my way, you won't have to feel anything. You won't have to deal with anything. As long as he stays out of my way and does not choose to cross my path, he will not have to see.
Candace Hoffman for X-Zone Magazine saying, if it's not a rumor or take place in a shower, then it doesn't belong on my show. Back to you, Promo.
Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman. And I gotta tell you this, folks. Candace Hoffman is one tough cookie. And you gotta hand it to the gal because she conducts herself in some of the toughest interviews with some of the most dangerous men in the business. With the Ovaltron turned off and the referees now in the ring, it's time for Michael Stupper to introduce our next talent.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next contest is set for one fall and will be for the WEWA American Heavyweight Championship. About to make his way to the ring, he hails from Honolulu, Hawaii, and is the current WEWA World Television Champion. Tonight, he attempts to become the only double title holder here in WEWA. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Hawaiian t-shirt wearing freak of nature. He is Chris Ross.
As Chris Ross parts the curtain and his music continues to play, you can see plain as day that Chris Ross has that damn wooden tiki statue in one hand and his bamboo cane in the other. Around his waist is the newly constructed, or what he calls, the Hawaiian Television Championship. And gee, what a surprise. Look at that. He's got Jamaican jerk powder around his neck. I wonder what he's going to do with that. Continuing to make his way down the aisle. Oh my God, what is that? Oh my God, he can't be here. Folks, I can hear the music of Derek Parks playing in the background, and this can't be good for Chris Cross. Wait a minute, what is... They're telling me, folks? Yes, I hear you. I'm getting word from the production crew that they must be having a mix-up with the tape, because Chris Ross... Look at that, he's falling to his knees, and literally smashing himself in the head with his very own bamboo cane. My God, does Chris Ross take Derek Parks and that intro music or what? I'm sorry, but look at this guy. He is absolutely unstable. But see, why do you continue booking him in WWA? Now down the aisle and screaming at everybody who will listen, Michael Stuffer, good for him, he's exited the ring, and it appears he's going to introduce Ross's opponent from the floor. Hey, Stuffer, good move. This guy's one coconut short of a palm tree.
And his opponent, he makes his way to the East Coast from Detroit, Michigan, and has the motto of Hump, then Dump. Not only was he the former BACW Heavyweight Champion, but he is now the current and reigning WWA American Heavyweight Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the WWA Heartthrob. Fall to your knees, ladies, for Magnum Randall.
This week, Magnum Randall spelled out his frustration very loud and very clear. In fact, he openly admitted of being jealous of Rick Righteous's place in tonight's main event, calling Righteous, Captain Obvious, Magnum Randall, all but guaranteed that Rick Righteous would not leave New York with the World Heavyweight Championship strapped around his waist. Now follow me on this thought, people. Magnum Randall's belt is on the line, and Rick has to rest for the main event. Either Randall's trying to distract Righteous, or he's trying to leapfrog Rick in the eyes of the booker. Whatever the case, if Righteous comes down to the ring and costs Magnum Randall his title, Magnum Randall will have nobody to blame but himself. Flipping over the top ropes and climbing the turnbuckles, listen to the ladies jeer and cheer for the sexiest man in professional wrestling. My God, I think everybody here in New York loves Magnum Randall. Jumping back down to the canvas, Chris Ross has had enough. The rituals are over. The talk is done. And here we go. Walking right up to Chris Ross, Magnum Randall reaches back. Oh, my God. He just slapped Chris Ross right across the face. Turning towards the crowd, Magnum Randall gives the indication that Chris Ross is nothing but a chicken wing on a string. Turning just back to slap it, Ross across the face again. Oh, Wyatt alone with a big boot to the face. And down goes Magnum Randall like a sack of dirt. Pulling Randall back up to his feet and pushing him into the corner. Ross leans in with a pair of two-handed knife-edge chops. Again, 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 Hawaiian headbutt knocks Magnum from his feet onto his ass and setting up his opponent in the opposite corner. Chris Ross rumbles across the ring, full steam ahead, ass first, flesh, he missed, holding on to the ropes for leverage. The dazed Magnum Randall is unloading with punches and punches, and listen to the crowd chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. Kick topples the head of the big man off his shoulders practically, and stumbling down, knocked out on the canvas, is Chris Ross, and Magnum Randall is climbing up to the top ropes. Straight up into the air and flipping backwards towards the turnbuckle. Randall connects with a high risk shooting star press, and this one's gotta be over. 1, 2, kick out by Chris Ross, and this one's gonna continue, folks. Throughout the week, Magnum Randall has made it very clear to Chris Ross that after the Hawaiian tossed him through a flaming table at 2005 Ways to Bleed to become the World Television Champion, the American Heavyweight Champion wanted nothing to do with him. Although Chris Ross did try to explain his side of the story to Magnum Randall, that one act of greed by Chris Ross is why these two men are facing off in the ring tonight. Weak body slam by Magnum Randall on Chris Ross seems to have strained the champion's lower back, and for the life of me, I can't understand why in the hell Magnum Randall would attempt such a move. Ross is a gigantic man, and Magnum's so small. With Ross in the center of the ring, flat on his back, Magnum is ascending the turnbuckles once again. Here he comes, leaping into the air, the WWE American Heavyweight Champion, slow, high, arching moonsault. Here comes the pain. He missed. He missed. Rolling out of the way, and Magnum missed. Chris Ross rolled out of the way at the last minute and clutching his chest in pain. Ross fires forward with a forearm, and Magnum Randall is now bleeding from the nose. elbows, pulling his massive frame upright. Rourke yanks Randall to his feet by the hair and throwing his feet out from underneath. Magnum is crushed underneath an incredible Samoan drop. Rolling to the outside and looking for a breather, Magnum Randall has collapsed on the concrete, folks. He's in deep trouble, and here comes a big Hawaiian stepping over the top rope. Be falling from the apron with a double leg kick. Locked in, Magnum counters with the chop in midair. Again. Backing up and thrusting forward. Randall misses with a super kick. Makes him pay with a clothesline from hell. And down goes the WWA American Heavyweight Champion. Rolling Randall back into the ring. That's a smart thing because Chris Ross knows he cannot win the title on a countout. Ross slides in. Oh, my God. He's got a steel chair, and this one's just about to get extreme. Pounding Randall over the back. Ross flips his opponent over, looking to end it all. Here it is. 1, 2, 3. He got him. No kick out by Magnum Randall, and this one's going to continue. Dragging a limp and weakened Magnum Randall back to his feet. The champion jumps to his knees, countering upwards with a low blow, and Randall just rattled the coconut sub Chris Ross. Reaching upwards and locking his hands around the head of Ross. Magnum sits down with his head under his opponent's chin, and good lord, that chip buster looked absolutely brutal. Magnum Randall has a crown on their feet, and he's now signaling for his finisher, the Deliverance Frog Splash. If he hits this, it's over. Without a doubt, folks, and here goes Magnum Randall climbing up to the top turnbuckle. Magnum stops, and he's looking at the edge. What are you doing, Magnum? Jump! Hit your finisher! Wait a minute, folks. Wait a New York minute. Oh, my God. A few of New York's finest have entered the building, and Mr. Vitti is screaming at them to not interfere with the match. I cannot hear what's being said, but Vitti is absolutely furious. And Magnum Randall is just sitting there on the top turnbuckle. Wait a minute, Ross is up and he has Magnum. He has him by the throat.
Wipe out! Magnum Randall has just been wiped out!
1, 2, no! The police have entered the ring, stopping the count, and they are now cuffing Chris Ross. Are they arresting the Hawaiian t-shirt wearing freak of nature? I don't believe it!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the match, due to Chris Ross being arrested and unable to continue, and still WWE's American Heavyweight Champion, the WWE's Heartthrob, Magnum Randall!
The fans are stunned, and I'm not sure what the heck is going on. Mr. Vitti has now gotten into the ring, and he's pleading with the NYPD to relieve Ross and to let the match continue, but they are now escorting a big Hawaiian out of the ring and into the back. Oh, my God. What could this be all about? Why are they arresting Chris Ross? Oh, my God. Don't tell me. Do you hear that mule on the Ovaltron? Yes, it is, folks. It's Derek Clark, whose house was destroyed by Chris Ross this week. And in a vain effort to stop the destruction, Magnum Randall called the Kokomo police several times, but each time they went to Derek's house, Ross lied about them impersonating Clark. I'm still confused because I thought this was all part of, you know, like a publicity stunt. Well, Derek Clark wants our attention, so let's go to the Ovaltron and let's hear what Derek Clark has to say.
Hey, Ross. Remember me? Yeah, that's right. It's DCP. You know something, Ross? Either you're a stupid dumbass or you have a death wish or something. You think it's funny what you did in my house, don't you? But you know what? You made it personal in your home and living room. But like the old saying goes, payback's a bitch. You're damn right I'm going to pay you back. In fact, today I put the first phase of my plan to get back at you in action. You see, Ross, I just came from the Kokomo Police Department. Not only did you enter my home illegally, but your partner in crime, the cameraman, shot my guns off in a residential area, and that is illegal in the state of Indiana. You destroyed private property, and my car was taken off my property and destroyed. That, my friend, is called Grand Theft Auto. So what's this all mean for the both of you? Well, as of right now, there's a warrant out for both of your arrests. You see, I filed criminal charges today, so I guess we'll be seeing your next promo in a jail cell. But don't think your stay in jail will pay for what you did to my home. You see, I'm just getting started. 2005 will be a nightmare for you. I'm going to make your life a living hell, and I guarantee you that. But Ross, remember one thing. When you're in jail, don't drop the soap, because you might just get wiped out yourself.
Fans, I am absolutely shocked, but yet I am a bit amused. I guess the old saying is true, stupid is as stupid does. He's retired but still showing why he's still one of the most talked about wrestlers here in WWA. Derek Parks has outsmarted, outwitted, and outplayed Chris Ross. I guess that means if they were on Survivor, Chris Ross, the tribe is spoken. If Derek Parks decides to go through with his complaint, we might see Chris Ross in the back. Oh my god, we might not even see Chris Ross back in WWA for a very long time. He might be going to jail. Then again, you can definitely rely on Mr. Petit to post bail and to talk to Parks about not pressing charges. Because when you think about it, Chris Ross is the world television champion. I guess stranger things have happened here in WWA, and being arrested for filming the destruction of a man's house will absolutely go down in our history as one of the most stupidest things any one of our rostered wrestlers has ever done. As for Magnum Randall, he better understand that his performance tonight was less than stellar. And when you're climbing the ladder of success here in WWA, every match counts regardless of who it's against. Tonight, Magnum Randall allowed Chris Ross to control his temper. He allowed Chris Ross also to dictate the actions in the ring. Should he use this very same strategy against somebody like Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh, the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the results are going to be the same each and every time. I'm going to state it to you as simple as I can. Simple and complete annihilation. Our ring is cleared, and it's time right now to see if Tommy Rockwell can defend his newly won BACW Heavyweight Championship against the immortal Jack Craven. Let's go to the ring.